Africa has been polio-free for the past year. The last case was found in Somalia in 2014. But as NPR's Gregory Warner reports, a polio vaccination campaign in Kenya last week faced an unlikely opponent. The country's Catholic bishops declared a boycott.
In a government clinic in central Nairobi, Tom Olida administers two drops of live polio vaccine to children under five. It's a WHO polio vaccination campaign, one of several in the past year. Olida is a pharmacist for the Kenyan Ministry of Health. He's also a Catholic.
I am a Catholic, a serious one.
You're a serious one?
Yes.
So what did your priest say?
Okay, like last Sunday I didn't go to church, but...
Because you were giving vaccines.
I was giving my vaccines by then.
But if he had been in the pews, he might have heard a sermon asserting that polio vaccines are sterilizing children. Some priests gave that sermon after the Kenyan Conference of Catholic Bishops issued a boycott of the WHO campaign, saying they needed to test the ingredients of the vaccine, whether it contained a derivative of estrogen. Dr. Wahome Ngare of the Kenyan Catholic Doctors Association alleged that the presence of the female hormone could sterilize children.
You know about the eugenics, the population control agenda that has been long-running in the United Nations?
Ngare is a practicing gynecologist. He has no infectious disease experience, but he voices concerns familiar to Western anti-vaccine activists.
There are all sorts of stories out there. Vaccines can cause autism. Vaccines have been used for spread of HIV. There's some cancer-causing viruses that you'd find in vaccines. So there are a lot of stories. Some of them, we don't even know whether they are true or not, isn't it? The question then...
Well, no, we know they're not true.
Well, how do you know?
But Wahome is also not your typical anti-vaccine activist. He administers vaccines to patients in his clinic, and his children are vaccinated.
Regular immunizations are safe, and that must continue. You must immunize your child.
The way he explains this seeming contradiction is that his mistrust is not in the vaccines themselves. It's in the international bodies that distribute them, like the United Nations and the WHO. Because when WHO does a countrywide vaccination campaign, teams going door to door don't know which child has their shots and who doesn't. Scientists say that those extra doses are safe. But parents can worry. Jacqueline Okaya is a freelance journalist, pro-vaccine, and not a Catholic.
As a parent, I was a bit worried why the number of immunizations keep coming all the time. Then you start doubting it.
For 2 hours this week, I followed Dr. Sylvia Njugu of the Ministry of Health and her team going door-to-door with vaccine vials, countering that doubt with friendly smiles and scare tactics. Njugu says almost all the parents who refused at first were convinced when she described polio's effect on the body.
They get convinced and they allow us to do that.
I see.
Yeah.
You scare them a little bit.
Of course.
Of the more than 1,500 children that her team approached to vaccinate during the five-day campaign, more than 100 were held back at first by their parents. But the team was persuasive. Only a handful of those children went away from the encounter without the vaccine. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.